Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Confirming what I said a while back, things won't get any better for Biden or the Democrats. Biden polling is showing this. His approval rating fell to a new low this week, ringing alarm bells for the Democratic Party as it clings to control of Congress ahead of the midterms. Conducted this week, the national poll found that 54% of Americans disapprove of Biden's job performance as high inflation and Russia's invasion remain at the forefront of American minds. His approval rating, down 3 percentage points from the previous week, stands at 43%. Broken down by party, this is where it gets ugly, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 77% of Democrats approve of Biden's performance, which means 23% don't. 10% of Republicans approve, and a considerably low 27% of independents approve, which means 73% of independents do not. Just doing the math for you. 844-551-8255. Separate poll by the National Republican Congressional Committee, the NRCC, surveyed voters from 77 swing districts that Biden supposedly won on an average by 5.5 points. 75% of those voters said Democrats were out of touch, condescending. 67% said that spending in Congress was out of control. The NRC polling matched Reuters' job performance numbers, finding 40% approval, 55% disapproval. Republicans lead a generic midterm election ballot in those swing districts by 4 points, an increase of 7 points since February of last year. Look, the Republicans are, quite frankly, as feckless as the Democrats, but nobody can be as bad. I don't think they're evil, and they're benefiting by not doing anything, letting Biden do what he does. So it's not going to get any better. And look, I summarize it this way. I said Joe Biden's got a compromised son. He's compromised himself. There's a laptop out there with all the information that Hunter Biden had on it. The Russians have it. I'm sure the Chinese and the Russians are doing things with it. You don't have to believe me. I'm just telling you, this is what you're going to find out. This is why the New York Times had to fess up. They don't just do that. Do you really believe the New York Times went, okay, listen, we verified this and we need to go ahead and fess up. They've known this is Hunter Biden's laptop for 2 years. What are you talking about? The question you should be asking yourself is, why did they finally do it now? Okay, well, let me give you some hints. Joe Biden is in the midst of this propaganda war with Putin. Well, I have a buddy who thinks Putin's going to get assassinated because he's losing the war. Well, he's wrong. Putin's winning the war. And I mentioned this to him on his radio show, but I'll mention it to us. Let me tell you, Putin's the first thing I saw when I was prepping for the show today was that Putin's got a girlfriend, and she's a Russian gymnast. Now, you might see that story and go, Kevin, what's the big deal? Or it might catch your interest like, wow, first time I've ever heard of Putin having a girlfriend or a wife or whatever. But this is a big story in the sense that Putin now has been humanized. He's been made from dictator to boyfriend. In one little swoop. Now, I'm giving you my perception of how I look at the world. I'm putting you inside of my brain here. It's a beautiful place. So enjoy. call a friend. So Putin has now been made into a human being. He's got a girlfriend. She's a Russian gymnast. This guy's got a regular life. He's not just a Russian dictator who wants to go to war. Now, why is our media talking about it? Why did it coincide? Pardon me. With the release of Hunter Biden's notebook, which, by the way, according to some people, Hunter's going to get indicted. Now, I'm not going to hold my breath, because the Holy Mother of John Durham, I've been seen enough. But I believe there's many places where there's smoke, and the Democrats are having to put them out. I believe the Russians and the Chinese are going to make sure that these guys have to continue. You're gonna hear a lot more about this, and it's gonna creep up little by little. But what's going on the other side? They're softening Putin. He's got a girlfriend. Pretty soon you're going to hear about her life and how she loves Vladimir. And he's misunderstood. And he's not what they think. And then you're going to start hearing actually about, and here's the data. Here's what I talked to you guys about before. But the Donbas region of Ukraine has been under attack by Ukraine, specifically Donetsk. And the people there consider themselves Russians. They have begged to get away from Ukraine. The Ukrainian army has been oppressing them because they've seen them as more Russian. And the people from Donbass consider the Ukrainians Nazis. They're like, you're mistreating us. You're treating us worse than the Nazis treated the Jews. And they would be right. So they've opted for Russian citizenship. They said, you know what, Vladimir Putin, will you please help us? We consider ourselves Russians. They've gone as far as to issue themselves Russian passports. And for 8 years, the Ukrainian army has killed these people, has oppressed them, and they fought inside. You want to talk about freedom fighters? These are people saying, we want to separate from this oppressive regime. Let's remember what Ukraine was. It was a money laundering and corruption center for the world. That's why the Clintons are over there. That's why all these people are over there. Even Romney's got interest over there. So this is who these people were. Suddenly Ukraine is a respectable nation. Why? Because we said so. No, they aren't. They've never been a respectable nation. They've been a crooked nation. You could pay your way to get to stuff. I mean, anything you can imagine you could do, money and power is what people did. And Ukraine was a playground for dictators. But suddenly we're supposed to respect them. And Putin goes in, by the way, and I told you this in the previous broadcast. This came from information from a friend of mine. Putin went to the United Nations and said, look, this is what's going on here. And you know what the UN did? Absolutely nothing. But he's bad, right, for protecting what he now considers to be Russian citizens. And Joe Biden wants you to believe, yeah, I don't believe anything Joe Biden says. He's a pathological liar. See, I know that for a fact. I don't know what Putin is. He probably is a liar. But he can't be as big a liar as Joe Biden. There's no such animal. Joe Biden and the people who support him are the biggest liars, and they're evil. It would be one thing if they were just mean-spirited, but they're evil. They're evil to their rotten cores. And they're not fooling this black man. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. CNN, we're going to talk about trans athletes. A lot on the agenda today. Keep it here. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking, and...
Well, if your friend want some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, we have Chris Cuomo news for you tonight. Remember, it was not that long ago that Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo were like brothers, inseparable at CNN. We brought this to you night after night. It delighted us on many levels, truly. If you don't remember, here's one of their many, many public displays of man love, of affection. Watch.
People have been asking me, what are you going to give Chris for Valentine's Day? And so here it is, Chris. I have a card for you.
Oh.
And there you go.
It's beautiful.
I knew you would think it was beautiful because you're surrounded.
You didn't want to put your face in here. Why? It wouldn't fit?
Because that would be like me loving myself. That's what you're about.
First of all, can we just, for the sake of Valentine's Day... Can we stop this projection of where I am the one who's so into myself? I mean, it's a little weird, but it's kind of nice, actually. There's not a lot of authentic human emotion on CNN. You know, they take it out of your soul when you sign your contract. So we kind of like that. That was 2019. Oh, but that's all over, and the breakup is nasty. Today, Chris Cuomo accused former colleagues at CNN, including Don Lemon and the eunuch,
of smearing him. In a court filing, Chris Cuomo's lawyers wrote this, quote, Don Lemon falsely claimed that Cuomo had been found to break with journalistic standards. Imagine Don Lemon adjudicating journalistic standards. Amazing. Chris Cuomo, by the way, is asking for $125 million from CNN. We don't want to get involved, but obviously we're rooting for him.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. This topic maybe isn't the hot topic of the day, but it really is a bellwether of things. And I want you to understand how important you are. And I've gotten some numbers here, and I'm going to talk about them in a second. But I want to talk about what Tucker Carlson is pointing out, that the media is breaking up with itself. It's just another sign of the Democrats crumbling inside. I don't know if you guys know this. They had Don Lemon's show on 2 hours in a row because of Chris Cuomo leaving. They just dumped that. Now, why would they do that? Lemon's ratings were so bad, or as Tucker calls him, Lemon, his ratings were so bad, you don't even want him carrying 1 hour, much less two, but it goes to show you the desperation. CNN can't make the transition. They don't want to go over to letting, I'm going to just say, people like myself, conservative guys onto the channel, because they want to carry this ideology through. They cannot get somebody like me to toe the line. They need somebody that's trainable, that they can buy off. And say, you say this, and that's all you need to do. Let our producers write it. You spit it out. Look pretty. Act like you're enjoying it. And that'll be the end of it. That's what happened when Allison Camerota left Fox News, went to CNN. And you can look at it. Go look at when she left Fox. Go look at the very first week of her doing CNN. And you know what you'll find? A woman who you go, what happened to her? What happened was they gave her the talking points. They said, this is who we are. You need to change your view or your personality or you're done. She left Fox because she couldn't get a better gig. She wasn't going anywhere in Fox. So she moved, and CNN was happy to bring her in. Do you think her ratings are knocking it out of the park? No, she's a placeholder. Folks, there is such an opportunity. And I'm not talking about more talking head programming that we're seeing from all of our new cable, all of our new networks. All it is let's see if we can get handsome and pretty faces, have them spit out conservative talking points, let them have a little more control over it, make the audience feel like they're getting something new, and that'll be that. Or let's hire a bunch of old Fox guys like America's Voice did by bringing on Ed Henry, and I played you the clip where Ed got torched. He didn't know anything. He wasn't curious. There was no intellectual curiosity in the interview. The whole time he was like going, trying to interrupt as a woman is explaining Ukraine in a way that Ed should have been there going, holy crap, let me see if we can get our producers to hold you over for another segment. But he's trying to cut her off. And she'd already explained to him, he goes, don't you think, or don't you agree with me? When he did the setup question and tossed, they call it a toss. And she went, no, I don't agree, and here's why. And went on to give a history lesson. This is why I can't stand them. How about, and by the way, this is why some of these other shows on YouTube and Rumble and others are doing quite well. Now, most of it is cult of personality. But I will say this, Bongino will get somebody knowledgeable like Sarah. Forget her last name, but he'll get her, or he'll get Sidney Powell, not Sidney Powell, but this other, anyway, these investigative reporters, and they'll come in, and he says, go. And they give you all kinds of great information. And that's what makes those shows interesting. That's what makes them fun. That's what makes you a better citizen, is because you now have more information than you did before. That's what we're looking for. But here, I want to tell you why you're important. This is an article. CNN's New Day beat Morning Joe, its MSNBC competition, in the coveted 25 to 54 demographic. John Berman and Brianna Keller hosted New Day, which has seen some wins recently after struggling in the ratings in the last year. Now get this, averaged 131,000 across 3 hours in the demo. Why is that number? That number is so low for broadcast networks, cable news, TV, it's embarrassing. Let me tell you this. The biggest, not even the biggest, but some of the larger social media influencers on the right the Steven Crowders and the Joe Posobiecs and Brandon Tatums and others, get double, triple, four or five times these numbers. I'm just telling you, we are crushing them. You're not going to hear them talk about Crowder's numbers or any of the people that I just mentioned. They are crushing these people. They go on to say this. Morning Joe placed third in a demographic with 75,000 viewers. I promise you, folks, you have no idea how powerful you are. I don't know how many people listen to this program, but I told you this. 30,000 downloads a day, and we make $1,000. I'm telling you what we make because I want you to understand that that's what would keep my group fed. These guys, do you think that they're making enough money to really, it's 75,000 people? That won't even pay for their production staff at CNN. But it would make us rich. If I got 75,000 watch viewers or downloads of my show every day, I would crush these guys. It wouldn't be long before it was 150,000 or 300,000. You are so important. You spreading the word is so important. And you are crushing these people. I want you to understand that you, by not listening to them, by not going to them, you are sending a message. And it is an economic message that they are going to get at some point. I love that you're here. It absolutely warms my heart that leftist media is being brutalized. And by the way, Fox, they're beating these guys in their demographic. But who cares? Fox's numbers are down just as well anyway. They said, in the total viewers, Fox and Friends placed first. Morning Joe came in second and New Day third. I don't care. They're all suffering because you want something new. We deserve something new. We deserve truth news. And I hope these other networks do well. But I'm telling you, what we're doing, little guys like me that are making a living doing is bringing you the truth. We are so appreciative of you that I can't even express it.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Ukraine is now accusing Moscow of forcibly taking hundreds of thousands of civilians from shattered Ukrainian cities to Russia, where they may be used as hostages to pressure Kyiv to give up. Ukraine's spokesperson said that 402,000 people, including 84,000 children, have already been kidnapped to Russia. The Kremlin gave nearly identical numbers for those who have been relocated, but said they chose to go to Russia. Ukraine's rebel-controlled eastern regions are predominantly Russian-speaking, and many people have supported close ties to Moscow. Judge Clarence Thomas has now been discharged from Sibley Memorial Hospital in Washington, D.C., 1 week after being admitted for treatment of an infection. No further information has been provided on his diagnosis, treatment, or prognosis. Initially, Supreme Court spokeswoman Patricia McCabe said in a statement that he would only be in the hospital for a day or two. This is USA Radio News. Arizona's legislature passed a bill that would ban abortions after 15 weeks, much like the Mississippi abortion law currently before the Supreme Court. Republican Governor Doug Ducey is expected to sign the bill into law. The bill passed Arizona's House in a party-line vote about a month after the state Senate passed it. And the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice announced that asylum officers in U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services will now be permitted to make some final decisions in the cases of asylum seekers, which until now only judges could adjudicate. The current system for handling asylum claims at our borders has long needed repair, according to DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Those changes take effect in May. The national AAA average for a gallon of gas regular is at $4.24 a gallon, up a penny from yesterday. Gas prices are expected to start to rise once again after the slight drop over the last week as crude oil prices are beginning to rise. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I don't know that I've ever seen a more cut and dry solution or what's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, let me just say this. With respect to the trans athletes, I've never seen anything that's got more evidence of being a complete disadvantage than when it deals with the trans athletes. And for the record, I I'm going to say this. I have absolutely morphed my feeling about trans people from when I was a kid. Because to me, it was just a total freak show. And I'm not saying that it isn't a total freak show to me still, but my sympathy for them is much more immense. I have no ill will towards trans people. But here's something I've noticed, and you may have noticed it too. When a woman transitions to become a man, there's not much controversy. She's not upset that she can't make the football team, the basketball team, outrun a dude, outjump a dude, outfight a dude, whatever. There's no controversy. They become men, and you know what they do? They do what men do. They just go along with their merry lives, whatever that may be. No complaints. And no offense, I'm not trying to get all, you know, physiological on you, but they don't have a whole lot of weaponry to work with, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, it's not like they come over here and they've got all the endowments of men. I'm handling this as gingerly as I can. They're generally very, very, they're barely men. I'm going to put it as delicately as I can. Okay? But they don't complain. Whatever they've decided to do, it's over, it's done, and they move on with their lives. I don't know where because suicide amongst trans people is pretty high. It's actually much higher than it is in the normal population, the regular gender population, okay? The cisgender, those born with their gender and are okay with it, they are a higher chance of suicide. I'm going to make you a bet. I don't know this to be true, and I haven't gotten any information from producers. I will bet you more women end up committing suicide than men. I'm just guessing. So, but here's what's interesting about it. And I'd be, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I don't care. My producer, like, you could be, I could be wrong on many things. You check it out. I'm just saying, these guys that make the transition to Duke, they're like, okay, I'm good to go. And maybe I'm wrong because, again, they don't have the anatomical equipment to really do everything that a man is, you know, technically supposed to be doing for his lady. But I just think that they've resigned themselves to say, look, I'm a guy, I can't complain. I made the choice, that's the way it is. You got to adopt the male mentality as well. But these women that transition into, these men that transition into women, there's where your controversy is. And maybe they are happier. Maybe it turns out that they truly can be excited because they couldn't be good men. So they transition and suddenly they're like, oh, shoot, I could be a stunning woman. They win beauty contests, for goodness sakes. Two transitional men have been called Women of the Year in a very short amount of time. Let's hear it for the boy. You know that song? It resonates in my mind as I consider the carnage left in the wake of male transsexuals participating in women's sports. My baby, he don't. My quip over this has been that men only need to send a few of our weaker guys over to devastate women. You know what? No offense, I don't have any respect for the Amazon women anymore. Zero. Because we can send our dudes over, they become women, and they kick Amazon butt. How do I know? Because the strongest, toughest, fastest, highest jumping women in the world cannot compete with a transsexual male who's become a female. I use my finger quotes on both of those. How sick is that? That we can send, by the way, they're lucky that some of them don't even bother to compete. I know a couple of guys, I wouldn't even know why they did this, but I know a Navy SEAL who became a woman. That's a bad woman right there. If you're a former SEAL and you became, whoo, yeah, but he's not competing. He's like, nah, I ain't even going to go there because I would destroy women. And look, folks, I've told you guys, I've watched Maury enough to know that I need to see the whole package before I spit out. I know for a fact that's a what? Dang, missed it again. Let's be honest, folks. If you leave a leftist chick in the wild for 30 days, the outcome would be brutal. You wouldn't know what it was. You would swear Sasquatch existed. You know that show? There's a show called Watching for Sasquatch or whatever. If you watch Naked and Afraid and see some of these women that come out, I see why people think Sasquatch exists. After 30 days in the woods, Rosie O'Donnell would look like Sasquatch's ugly brother. Whoopi Goldberg would look like the Predator. Wait a minute. Whoopi Goldberg already looks like the Predator. Men playing women are kicking biological women's butts. And if science doesn't do something with gene therapy soon, women may become obsolete. Where is this headed? Women will begin taking massive amounts of steroids. Why? In order to compete with trans men. And then what happens? No more women? Well, I decided to look into this thing because these trans athletes are dominating. C.C. Telfer, Franklin Pierce University senior C.C. Telfer, became the NCAA's Women's Track and Field National Champion in 2019. Telfer, a biological male, completed the 400-meter hurdles with a time of 57.53 seconds, more than a second faster than the nearest rival. Earlier in the day, he earned All-American first-team honors in the 100-meter hurdles. Telfer insisted he overcame several disadvantages to clinch the victory. First of all, my height, how tall I am is a disadvantage because the wind is hitting us so hard, and the taller you are, the harder you fall. Basically, there's wind resistance. Critics of his transition in the women's track and field point out Telfer's failure to finish inside the top 300 in the men's Division III championships in 2017, his last year competing as a male. This is a dude that just wanted to feel better about his athleticism. He went from zero to hero, becoming a woman. Mark Gregory in weightlifting in the spring of 2019, Mary Gregory boasted that he dominated at a Raw Powerlifting Federation competition in Virginia. He broke four women's world records, Masters World Squat, Open World Bench Record, Masters World Deadlift Record, and Masters World Total. What a day! 9 for 9, he declared on his Instagram. As a transgender lifter, I was unsure what to expect going into this meet, and everyone treated me as just another female lifter. Thank you, as I destroy everything you are about, women. I torpedoed you. I torched womanhood. Gregory drew criticism from prominent female athletes. Olympic swimming medalist Sharon Davies noted that Gregory has a male body with male physiology, which creates a pointless, unfair playing field. Which, for the record, all these Me Too women that are out there talking about this stuff, how dare you? How dare you make the distinction that there are men athletes and women athletes? How dare you? You starting to get it, people? Martial artist and podcast star Joe Rogan commented on Gregory's victory. That seems like a very strong man. So ridiculous. And I could go on, folks. Terry Miller, Andrea Yearwood sprinting at a Connecticut high school women's track competition in 2019. Two biological men left their opponents in the dust. Terry Miller set a girls' state indoor record for the 55-meter dash. Andrea Yearwood, another biological male, placed second with an all-time just behind this other person, this other male. Miller also won the 300-meter in 2019. In the previous year, they placed first and second in the 100-yard dash. They are destroying. How do you even put this in the record books? Where are we headed with this? Are we headed to this androgynous society where we don't even look at gender? Because if we are, these people would disappear. If we make it all about men, you know where it's headed. Nobody wins. Leftists, take a lesson. Nobody's winning. I got other people I could talk about. I got a list of these transgender people. They're crushing women. And it's going to keep happening.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It's impossible to take hold of the world spotlight overnight, create your own uniform, be a cover model, a powerful athlete, or compete as a trans woman. Impossible.
That was Adidas commercial regarding trans women. And they've got all these pictures, if you haven't seen it, they've got these different women doing different things. and different trans women doing different things. And the idea here is that trans, it's tough for trans women. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. It's tough out there. You know, they can't really, you know, they're getting a lot of flack. Well, what's interesting is nobody cared about these, quote, trans women when they were men. But they care about them when they're women. And what's interesting is trans women, I mean, women who are born biological women who become men, once they become men, I don't see any advocating for them for the most part. I mean, I've seen tidbits here and there. It's almost like, you know, how much is prostate cancer or no, how about this one? How much is testicular cancer talked about more than, say, ovarian cancer? Or, God forbid, penis cancer, and you guys have heard me talk about that. Yes, it is a real thing. You can have cancer of the penis. By the way, something a woman can never have. The same way a guy can't have uterine cancer. But we can't have breast cancer. It's pretty rare. So, there's a focus on the trans community. It's 1/16th of the population is what I'm told. Not, no, what, it's less than that, right? Anyway, it's very small. It's a very, very small percentage of the population who's part of the trans community. The LGBT community is not nearly as big as people make it. They've expanded it with all these so-called gender and sexuality roles. But it's pretty small in comparison. They put it in our faces because they want us to believe it bigger than what it is. And in their defense, maybe there is a need to marginalize part of what these people are about. In other words, not marginalize, to normalize. That's the word I meant, sorry. Normalize it to a degree because it makes us think about them from their humanity standpoint and not their sexuality. But here's what I will say. I've never thought of people based on sexuality. I've ascertained that somebody might be gay and then it gets validated, but it doesn't change my view of them. If they're providing a goods or service or they're being a good human being to me, I've never cared. The only time it even comes up is if it's brought up in the context of their sexuality. How are they engaging in sex? And to be honest with you, I don't really think about that for gay, straight, as we say, 8 to 80, blind, purple, or crazy. I don't really think about, oh, I wonder how my good friend and his wife so-and-so are having sex. If I make myself think about it, I can. You know, it's kind of like, don't think about the pink elephant in the room. But in a general sense, I never think about it. Because we're trained not to think about that. You make assumptions. If you see a couple together, you assume they're likely having sex. I'm saying if they're an engaged couple, you know, a married couple, you assume it. But you don't go, I wonder what they do. Unless you're weird. Talking about this idea, what is the fixation on this trans thing? I'm just curious. I really want to know. I can't figure it out. Because I know this, if I had daughters, I'd be livid that men are becoming women, and I'm using my finger quotes, and then dominating your daughters in their sports. Sports is for esteem building. Most of these athletes know it goes nowhere in the long run. But yet we let these transsexual men just dominate. Most recently has been this female swimmer. To be honest with you, Leah something, right? I didn't even watch any of it. I've not looked at a single article, and a clip came through that said that this Leah girl got booed when they gave her her medal for swimming. So I had the clip, like a YouTube clip. I look at it on my phone, and Leah looks like a dude. Leah is a tall, lean, swimming machine dude that can't compete with Michael Phelps or whatever his name is. And so Leah decided to become a woman. And he's probably a gay dude, which I'll be honest with you. I think a lot of the gay folks that they go, oh, I was born this way. You're a liar. You were molested and some had some sexual encounter that screwed you up. it's kind of like, you ever messed around with a cocoon of a butterfly or something? I grew up in the country. And we would grab little insects and things like this and raise them. If you touch, for example, the wing of a butterfly when it's forming, it'll never form right. And this is what happens with these kids. Something happens to them that disrupts their development, and it never forms right. And that's why we've got all of these different sexualities that they talk about. 71 different genders. Because somebody touched their wing early on in life, before they were formative, before they went, no, I'm a boy, and you are a girl. And, you know, and I have no interest in boys. And so now it's a free-for-all. They've got all kinds of terms for it, too. They study it in Wackademia. Anyway, let me give you a couple more examples. Rachel McKinnon, cycling, semi-professional cyclist in Canada, set a world records for the women's sprint world championship in the fall of 2019. Rachel, a biological male, would not have qualified for the men's cycling competition, though his woman's world record was a time of 11.64 seconds. The top qualifying time for a male division was 10.498 seconds. Following the race, McKinnon wrote an op-ed for the New York Times entitled, "I want a world championship. Some people aren't happy. The rules require me to race in the women's category," he argued. "That's exactly where I belong. I am a woman after all. I am female as well." McKinnon told Sky News that the people who oppose my existence still want to think of me as a male, going on to cite what he believes is a false belief that men are always stronger than women. See, that first of all, if you say that, then the leftists and the skanky crowd, they attack you. Oh, look at you. But when you prove it out, and let me just tell you, if this were to occur, somebody call me a liar. I'd love you to. Kevin Jackson's who you can reach out to. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Show me where, if a man, if the transsexual men became women, do you think there'd be a WNBA? Not that anybody watches it. I might actually watch it if it were a transsexual version. But do you think that the women would be on these teams? If there was a transsexual soccer team, do you think the women, did you even know who Megan Rapinoe is? Give me your woman. If you had a transsexual tennis match, would you know who Serena Williams was? We build these iconic women, and they can easily be taken down by men, and then they call us. You're Kevin, I'm not phobic of anything. I'm a realist. And all I'm saying is, if you value your daughters, and you want the things that come from sports, and other things that supposedly declare women's femininity, you better stop letting men dabble in it. We will screw it up. Mac Beggs, a biological male who now wants to be a female, dominated for two consecutive years at the Texas State Wrestling Championships, takes two doses of testosterone as part of the transition, which enables her to physically dominate her opponents. In the 2018 state tournament, she won 36 straight matches. A video from the 2018 competition shows Beggs pinning her opponent in a matter of seconds, which earned boos from the crowd. Folks, let me just tell you this. All the people with daughters are waking up to this. I want you to understand how good this is for the conservative movement, and ultimately how good it is for correcting the idiocy of what happens with leftism. People are booing. They booed this dude, Leah, who supposedly is winning swim competitions, but is a dude. Go look at the video, I swear. If you see anything other than a guy, please correct me. We're winning in a strange way because the left are kicking their own butt. Let's keep going.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.